Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Worcestershire. Here's the headline. Worcestershire is a mid-sized West Midlands county where one acuitous auction print, a high street retail lot on Worcester's Shambles that sold at 18.09% net initial yield, frames the punitive end of secondary cathedral city retail pricing more cleanly than any private treaty deal could. And around that print sits a working manufacturing and commuter economy that genuinely lends. Let me set the scene. Worcestershire is a non-metropolitan county of around 600,000 people, sitting between the deep West Midlands metropolitan economy to the north and the more rural Herefordshire and Gloucestershire markets to the west and south. Eight principal towns. The M5 motorway runs the full length of the county. The A38 shadows it through Bromsgrove and Worcester. The A449 pulls southwest through Malvern toward Hereford. And the Cross City and Cotswold rail lines link the county into Birmingham New Street and London Paddington. The county splits into four distinct submarkets. Worcester itself, the Anglican Cathedral City, the University of Worcester, and the Heritage Industries. That's where Leia and Perrin still bottle Worcester sauce on Midland Road, and Royal Worcester Porcelain has its city centre footprint. Just over 100,000 people. The county's anchor. North of that, the Birmingham commuter belt runs through Bromsgrove and Redditch. Redditch is a 1960s new town with a working manufacturing core. Harford's headquarters and Rotork's local footprint. Bromsgrove is the more affluent commuter end, sitting on Junction 5 of the M5. Kidderminster, just west of Bromsgrove, carries a deep-rooted carpet manufacturing heritage that has diversified into broader light industrial. To the south and east, the Vale of Evesham hosts Evesham and Pershore, the centre of the county's commercial horticulture and agri-food cluster, sitting partly on the Cotswolds area of outstanding natural beauty fringe. To the west, Great Malvern anchors the Malvern Hills AONB, with the Kematikew Defence Research Site, the Malvern Hills Science Park, and the Edward Elgar Heritage, providing a distinctive submarket identity. And Drawtwich Spa, the historic Sultan Spa town, sits on the M5 between Worcester and Bromsgrove. Why should an investor care? Because that mix of cathedral city, manufacturing commuter belt, agri-food and defence research produces a more diverse occupier base than the headline transaction count would suggest, and a more interesting financing canvas. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 1,906 commercial-leaning transactions across the eight Worcestershire towns in our coverage over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. Sitting underneath that, around 14,500 corporate-acquired residential transactions registered through commercial structures. That's the SPV-driven buy-to-let and HMO market that runs through commercial and specialist lenders rather than mainstream residential mortgages. Four towns deliver about 79% of all county commercial-leaning activity. Let me walk through the top three. First, Worcester. Worcester is comfortably the largest submarket in the county at 526 commercial-leaning transactions over the rolling 5 years, 28% of the county total. Median commercial price, £245,000. 211 of those transactions are property type O, the cleanest cut of the freehold commercial market. The cathedral, the university, the seven-side mixed-use regeneration, and the heritage manufacturers anchor a balanced commercial fabric. Three acuitous lots have surfaced in Worcester over the past 2 years, and they're the clearest yield calibration points in the whole county. The headliner, 16 The Shambles, sold at the September 2024 auction. £470,000 against £85,000 of passing rent on a high street retail unit. That's a net initial yield of 18.09%, 18%. That print is wide even by post-2022 secondary retail standards, and it tells you something direct about how the market is pricing unanchored city centre comparison retail in mid-sized cathedral cities right now. The neighbouring lot at 42 The Shambles, high street retail with a development angle, £24,000 of rent, sold post-auction at the February 2025 sale, with no disclosed yield. And the May 2024 co-op convenience lot at 29 Amberside Drive, £64,000 of rent on out-of-town retail, was withdrawn post-auction. So three lots, three different outcomes, one extraordinary disclosed yield. Second, Kidderminster. 370 commercial-leaning transactions, a median of £203,000 and 139 freehold O-type sales. The carpet manufacturing legacy is what people remember Kidderminster for, but the dataset shows a more diversified light industrial fabric that has grown into the older mill and weaving footprint. Industrial keyword activity here is genuinely the highest in the county on a per-transaction basis. No matched acuitous print in this rolling window. Most institutional industrial here trades through private treaty. Third, Redditch. 321 commercial-leaning transactions, the lowest median commercial price in the county at £187,000, and the lowest lower quartile price at £140,500, a function of the post-war Newtown stock and the manufacturing-led commercial fabric. Redditch leads the county on absolute office keyword volume at 43 transactions, reflecting Halfords headquarters and Rotork's manufacturing footprint. The single acuitous print is at Church Greenhouse, sold at the March 2026 auction at £350,000. High street retail with bank and development angles, no rental disclosure, but a clear sale outcome. Worth a quick word on Bromsgrove too. 281 transactions, a median of £267,500. And the strongest submarket in the county on freehold commercial intensity, 156 property type O sales, which is around 56% of all Bromsgrove activity. That's the most distinctive submarket signal in the dataset. The May 2025 acuitous lot at 138 to 140 Bromsgrove High Street, High Street retail on £69,000 of rent, sold prior to the auction itself, no price disclosed, but the sale prior outcome is itself useful market intelligence. And Malvern. 150 transactions, a median of £276,000, the second highest in the county after Pershaw, and the Kinetti Q anchored defence research catchment around the Malvern Hills Science Park. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Five matched acuitous lots across Worcestershire, three in Worcester, one in Redditch, one in Bromsgrove, covering May 2024 through March 2026. Three sold with disclosed pricing, one sold with disclosed yield, one was withdrawn post-auction. The disclosed price lots cluster between £350,000 and £470,000 of capital value. The single disclosed yield is that 18.09% on Worcester High Street retail. That's materially wider than the disclosed yields in the neighbouring West Midlands Metropolitan Auction record, which tend to cluster between roughly 8.5% and 12% across Birmingham and the Black Country. The reasons are straightforward. Smaller catchment, weaker comparison retail covenant depth, and thinner liquidity in Cathedral City and Market Town secondary retail. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been broadly stable. The Redditch March 2026 print confirms that secondary lots are still finding clearing bids at the right price, which brings us to lender appetite. Worcestershire is well served by commercial mortgage finance, but with strong differentiation by sub-market. Here's how it sorts itself out. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, plus Handelsbanken's regional offering, compete actively for prime stock and strong covenant tenancies in Worcester, Bromsgrove, Redditch and the Malvern Science Park catchment. Typically 60 to 65% loan to value, or LTV, on institutional terms. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties are the natural home for the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market. That's exactly the bracket capturing the bulk of the 800 property type O freehold transactions across the county. Specialist lenders, together LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, cover bridging, refurbishment and complex situations through Birmingham desks. Development finance runs heaviest along the Bromsgrove and Redditch M5 corridor, where the proposition is essentially indistinguishable from the wider West Midlands metropolitan ring. What to be cautious about? First, planning friction in the Malvern Hills AONB, the Cotswolds AONB on the eastern fringe near Pershore, and the conservation areas in central Worcester, Drotwich Spa and Evesham. The two AONBs and the heritage cores need to be priced into the development finance underwriting from the start. Second, secondary high street retail in the Cathedral City and Market Town centres. The 18% Worcester print is the auction market signal. Vacant or part vacant, unanchored comparison retail will struggle to secure mainstream debt at any LTV without a clear repositioning plan, ideally with a residential or food and beverage anchor. Third, the manufacturing heritage stock across Kidderminster and the Redditch industrial estates carries ground condition and contamination diligence requirements that need to be priced into both deal economics and finance timetables. Drotwich Spa's salt extraction and brine pumping legacy carries similar diligence on certain central zone sites. And fourth, the Bromsgrove and Redditch submarket competes directly with the deeper West Midlands metropolitan market, meaning borrower expectations on tenant depth, exit liquidity and rental tone need to be calibrated against Birmingham comparables, not standalone county town benchmarks. Outlook, the 12-month picture for Worcestershire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious continuation. Transaction volumes are stabilising at the upper end of the post-2022 range. Prime regional yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clearer rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields, as evidenced by that 18% Worcester High Street auction print, have already absorbed substantial repricing. What to watch? Prime Central Worcester Regeneration and University Catchment stock as the Cathedral City Centre completes its mixed-use repositioning. The Bromsgrove and Redditch Industrial and Office Corridor as the M5 and M42 Logistics Fringe continues to compete with the wider West Midlands market. The Malvern Hills Science Park catchment as defence and instrumentation occupiers expand against the Connecticut relationship. And the steady SPV-driven residential investment market across Worcester, Bromsgrove and Redditch, which has been the most consistent source of commercial mortgage demand through the cycle. The next Acuitas calendar quarters will be useful waypoints, particularly any further Worcester shambles or Bromsgrove High Street prints, for testing whether the 18% secondary retail yield was the floor or just a stop along the way. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Worcestershire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.